report came out from the Food Research and Action Center, and, well, for the obvious reasons, it shows that school meal service plummeted during the coronavirus pandemic. Both the number of free and low-cost school lunches served to New Jersey kids and the number of kids served dropped 51% from April 2019 to April 2020. Number of breakfasts and children served dropped 36% during that time. After-school snacks and suppers saw even bigger drops, with the number of snacks served dropping 77%. After-school dinners dropped 82% year-to-year. Now, many New Jersey schools have been offering free meals to all families during this time. The U.S. Department of Agriculture eased the rules to make it easier for schools to feed children during times of remote learning, including allowing districts to even deliver meals directly to homes, provide meals pickup for drive-through locations, and even deliver meals along the bus routes. But in spite of all those opportunities, transportation barriers, lack of awareness, limited pickup hours, those are among the reasons why participation is so low. 82% of school districts nationally are handing out meals through grab-and-go or curbside pickup, and that's also happening in New Jersey. But for it to work, it has to be available at various times, ideally, because working parents have different schedules. Transportation, that's also been cited as a barrier. Told you not too long ago, we had schools like Montague who prohibited people from picking up school meals for others. That's not helpful. Sharp drop in school meal service also means that districts are losing millions in federal reimbursements that could be used to feed the children. Hunger Free New Jersey has some pretty good ideas about all this, how to improve the system, work with other community organizations like the food pantry, social service agencies to distribute meals, set up meal sites throughout the community in areas where parents can easily access the meals. Maybe implement the summer meal location program idea year-round. Consistent locations for the service will help improve awareness of the program. Flexible meal times would be helpful, using school buses, regular routes to deliver the meals, and ensuring that parents know about this program. That'll be the first, maybe possible step to take. Providing menus, pickup or delivery info through various platforms like emails, text messages, the school websites, school social media pages, school clubs can play a role in that as well. New Jersey Department of Human Services should also quickly distribute the new round of pandemic EBT. Talked about this not too long ago either. That's a federal program that provides funds directly to families to buy food, which helps replace the school meals that are lost during the closures. Department officials are supposedly working on a plan. No details yet, but that is something to keep an eye on. You know, if this and other programs are operated and offered to their fullest potential, there'd be another benefit too. It would really lighten the load that local food pantries have been facing all this time.